Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Number 58 from San Jose State, out of Milpitas High School, Kim Boekamper.
And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
That was from Mayor Hunt, right? Was that who that is, the mayor out there?
Mike.
Yeah. All right.
Mike's on vacation this week.
Yeah, I know he is. He's on a cruise. Kim Boekamper joins us this morning. Bo, how you doing, man?
Well, first of all, speaking of Mike's, I just got done taping the, you know, they got a change in schedule, so I went an early taping for the coach show. And you know Mike, Coach McDaniel, he coached it in San Francisco for the 49ers. And you know that their training facility or their stadium is a stone's throw away from Milpitas. And he said to me, "Hey, I'm hearing something about someone out there calling Milpitas. I'd like to meet that guy and give him a taste of his own medicine there." So Hollywood's got a little something that someone else has got. And by the way, Joe, you know, I normally come in there on Thursdays, and I enjoy doing it and get them 7. And so Hollywood texts me last night and says, "Hey, I got to do something, but I can get on with you after I'm done." And so I'm sitting there, I'm doing the show, I look at my phone, and he's texting me during the show. I had to stop and say, "Hey, Coach, I'm sorry, my phone's buzzing. Hollywood's
texting
me."
Why'd you do that? Why would you do? I'm asking you.
I mean, come on,
you're better than that. He's gonna come on. He said he'd come on when he was done. There's nothing worse than telling somebody that and they still text you. Oh man, what an ass clown! I'm sorry about that, Bo. Oh, my God,
look, that's just the way. I think he wanted to find out if he thought he could beat the spread. I think that's what he was looking for.
Trying to figure out what was going to happen there. Hey, by the way, this is the first time I've ever heard when I heard you're going to be doing a coaching show at 7 in the morning. That's got to be a first, Bo. That's got to be a first.
It is. Typically, we do it later in the afternoon. But you know what? It's a good thing because we were the first ones in. You know, he just had his coffee and he was bright and ready. I think he gets to training camp like at 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. Anyway, you know those coaches.
Yeah,
I asked one of the guys who walked in. I said, "When do you get here?" He goes, "I get in a little late. I get in at 4 o'clock." I'm like, "Okay,
yeah, right." You know? They are,
it
man.
Changes. It was just the travel situation, but he was very good. He was very good.
Hey,
if you want to catch it, you can catch it on CBS4 at 11 o'clock Sunday morning.
There you go. Hey, Bo, Skylar Thompson, man. I've been telling everybody, like, I got it yesterday from a lot of people. I did an event yesterday, and they're all Skylar. And I go, "Hey, man, Skylar Thompson's in year 3. This is a great opportunity, and nobody in that organization wants to hear about poor Skylar. This is a chance for him to show everybody he can friggin' play."
Yeah. Well, Joe, you remember the last time we saw him, other than last week, you know, when he came in when Tua went down, was in that third preseason game, and he went out and he stole that job. He took that job from Mike White with that game. So, and he's been around this offense. He knows it as well as anybody. My assumption would be, and maybe sometimes when you assume things, it doesn't work out. But my assumption would be they'd kind of maybe peel away some of the plays in that offensive playbook that are more suited for Tua. And get down to the ones that Skylar, look, he knows his offense. and give him the opportunity. So I think, you know, you've got a guy that's been here. You've got a guy that is confident in himself. And you know, and I think, I honestly believe that these players have confidence in him that he can get the job done. Now they're going against a, you know, a really good defense, good secondary especially. But look, it's a, you know, Joe, it's, you know, it's, you're 2 games in. You can't fold up the tents right now. You got to go out and you got to put the effort out. And I think they're going to, you know, sometimes teams rise up, to help a situation like that. So, I'm not looking at gloom and doom going out there right now.
Yeah.
I'm starting to get optimistic. Look, death on Tuesday wasn't very optimistic, but now I'm starting to get my mojo going towards that direction.
You know, Bo, you know, I brought this up last time Skyler started was that Buffalo Bills playoff game, and
yep.
he made some good deep throws.
Yes, and he did.
Waddle could have had a couple of them or had one, and he didn't hold on to it. But I got to believe, listen, man, our strength is still those two guys on the outside.
Yep.
You can't get away from that just because they're playing against 3 guys that are Pro Bowlers back there.
Yep.
They're going to leave them one-on-one and trust them. You got to take some shots, man, at deep passes, don't you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you got to connect with them. And I tell you what, the other thing, too, is, you know, this team – look, everybody that's watched this team, they haven't played very good football. They've held the lead. They've never held the lead when the game was still had kicks on the clock. They kicked the field goal. They, you know, as time ran out to win the first one. Other than that, they haven't held the lead in a game. So it's not like the team that surrounded Tua was playing to the level that the expectations that they had coming in. So. It's incumbent on them to they got to lift their game up. They've got to help Skyler and play better on every phase of that game. You know, even look at last week. You know, where was Tua and Waddle when Tua needed them?
Yeah,
I mean, where did Tyreek and Waddle when Tua needed them? They didn't give you a whole lot in that football game.
No,
and you look around at some of the other guys there that are supposed to be the leaders. It's supposed to be the guys playing. They didn't give much of a show out there. So, you know, they've got to prove that they're the team that everybody talked about during the off season and during the training camp. That this team's got a lot of talent. Well, let's see it now.
You know, Bo, I'm glad you said you kind of talked about the leadership council and coach talked about it yesterday. I'm like, listen, it's great. And those guys kind of, you know, spread the word down to the team, but they also need to be the guys that make a lot of damn plays.
Well, that leadership council got to look themselves in the mirror and say, what did I do to help us win?
Right. Yeah, I'm with you 100%. Hey, Bo, what about the run game? Everybody, well, we got to be able to run the football, and they're going to, right? I mean, they can't get away from that either. I don't know who's going to play yet or not, and I don't know if Teron Armstead's going to play, but you got to give it a shot and still try to run your inside or outside. Or both?
Yeah, I think Teron and Jones may try to give it a try. I'm not sure based on kind of what I saw last week. I'm not sure that Teron will hold up, and I'm not sure that Jones will be the player that he expects to be with where he was. So if it's not them, it's going to have to be somebody else, but. You know, Joe. Again, my concern has really been, and you know, there's been some certainly good talk about it in the last. My concern is the interior lines, the interior of the offensive line, the interior of the defensive lines. You know, we got those young guys in there. You got Benito Jones. You got Apili in there. You got Hand in there, and they're kind of rotating around, and they haven't really played as well as expected. And so it's kind of forced you to take Calais, who to me should be a 17-play-a-game guy, basically in passing situations. They've kind of forced him last week into having to slide down, play that defensive tackle position, Zach Sealer over and put them in the tackle positions, and it weakens your defensive end spots. And so – That middle of that line's got to work it out, and same with the offense. I thought the offensive line early played really well in the interior. I was seeing Eichenberg and Aaron didn't getting down, you know, getting in the second level, doing some blah, but then it kind of fell apart. The other thing, Joe, is, you know, one of the things that Buffalo did last week, look, they had no passing game. There was, their wide receivers didn't do anything spectacular.
Nope.
And so all they did was they took an extra tackle. They played six offensive linemen for a good part of that second half of the game. It just, hey, you know what? We're just going to run the ball down your throat. First play, they put the guy in there, and Cook goes for 49 yards.
Right off his hip.
Doesn't that set an alarm off that, oh, hey, they're putting a six offensive lineman out here, another tackle outside. Maybe we want to move somebody over there and protect that area, you know?
Yeah, no question about it. And by the way, I mean, they got to get some takeaways on defense. Yep. Bo, it's hard, man, when you look at the sacks numbers aren't where they need to be, and I know they didn't have to do much last week. It's probably a bad example because I thought we gave the quarterback for the Buffalo
Josh
Bills,
Allen,
Josh Allen, we gave him the night off, man. He didn't have to do much. They just played on a short field, fourth down. They stopped us and got the takeaways and a pick six, and we're crap. That's it. It was
we were expecting to have him trying to run down the field and hurdle over guys and do cartwheels and this and that, and he's back there picking his teeth and just watching his guys run down the field. What about Cook's Dalvin's brother? That guy's a beast, man.
Boy, I had no idea. He was so good. He was AFC Player of the Week. That's how damn good James Cook was. My God, he put on a show.
That's trouble when you play every week and someone on the other team's either the offensive or defensive player of the week.
Yeah.
That gets old really fast.
Yeah, from your area where you play your games that grew up down here, that makes it really, really tough. So, yeah, Bo, I feel like I listened to Jalen Waddle and those guys yesterday. They pretty much said, hey, man, it doesn't matter. We believe in this guy. We got to win the game. It's not like everybody's going, oh, poor us. We got to play Skylar Thompson. And again, man, this is a great opportunity for Skylar. He's no longer, you know, a rookie and the nice story. Like, you're the backup, man. You've played some football. You've had a chance to sit back and watch two of the good and the bad. It's time to go do it.
Yeah, I know this is ancient history, but you look at the backup quarterbacks it's funny, Joe, because I think that the majority of teams, the vast majority of teams in this league now, if you get to the backup quarterback, you go, oh, we're in big trouble. Remember back in the day, you'd have two or three, maybe not three, but like look, when we came in the league, we had Strock was back there, we had Greasy Strock. Earl Morrill, when I came in, Earl Morrill was still there. And look, I think about backup quarterbacks. Earl Morrill plays nine games in the undefeated season, wins every one of them for him. So that's what the backup's there for.
Yeah.
And if you're a backup, you gotta feel that way. This team's counting on me, and this is my opportunity to do what I get paid for, and not more importantly, what you get paid for, what you've grown up and wanted to do your whole life. Go ahead and make it work, and you know, it's to me, sometimes I see backup quarterbacks, they go in there kind of timid, Go in there and be bold, man. Do what you do and see what you know, and let the chips fall where they may.
Yep.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Don't. And by the way, don't coach like you're scared of what's going to, bad things going to happen. I totally agree with you. Hey, Bo, before I forget, on Out the Pasture, man, podcast.com, Mark Super Duper, man. Mark Super Duper. Our boy now.
Duper was great. Hey. We had a lot of action already on Mark Duper, and he just dropped yesterday. Talked about a lot of things. I tell you that, you know, one of my favorite things, and he kind of snuck this in on me. I didn't really realize it until he started talking about racing against Carl Lewis.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. He said Carl Lewis. I said, when you were trying to get to the Olympics, or you said, and he goes, yeah, he goes, I had one problem every time I raced against him, every time Carl Lewis beat me.
Yeah.
And by the way, just the track background, and turned himself into such a great wide receiver that he did. And Bo, you know what I did? I teased it with that Mark Super Duper Honey, and now I find out people are texting. It's not Super Duper. That name's been taken by somebody else. So,
see, that's because you don't listen to the show when we're doing it. Because Duke said that I wanted to use Super Duper, but someone already had it.
He did. I saw that. I saw and I went, damn, why did I say Super Duper? Did he officially make his name? It is Mark Super Duper, though, right?
No, it is. I actually meant to ask him about that, but he was telling so many stories that we were kind of running long, so I kind of pulled it out. But no, he went to the courthouse and actually changed his name to Super Duper. He's almost like, He's a little bit behind Robbie Chosen. Robbie's already changed his name two or three different times, right? who's the other one? Ocho Cinco. You know, those guys change their names like I change my underwear once every 3 years.
Yeah, but I think Dupe named one of his kids, like, I think when he was on the team, he goes, "Hey, I just had Mark Super Duper Jr." I said, "Damn, bro, hope that kid can. I hope he's got your gene pool when he comes out, man. You're putting a lot of pressure on that kid. Good God."
There was no football game on last night. I'm looking through to watch a movie, and I ran across a movie about Roberto Duran. You remember Roberto Duran?
Hey, Bo, I did one better. I watched it. I watched it, too.
So Roberto Duran is like George Foreman. He named all his kids Roberto.
Yes. I saw at the end of it. He had all his kids with Roberto. I was cracking up, but hey, Bo, I love that guy as a fighter, so I did watch it, man. God. I watched the whole thing. I couldn't get enough.
I was talking. There's, you know, my son-in-law. He goes, "Who's that guy?" I go, "He's Roberto Duran." He goes, "Who?" I go, "Man, I'm gonna tell you, he's one of the top 10 fighters, pound for pound, ever in the history of boxing." He goes, "No way." And I looked it up. He's number 8. It's an all-time best boxers. Not, you know, whatever, you know, pound for pound, number 8 as far as the top boxer.
Yeah.
And most people, none of these kids know about him because no one knows about boxing anymore.
No. But we grew up during a great time. Hell, we were down here in our early 20s at a great time to watch all those great fights at every weight class. It was fantastic. Hey, Bo, thanks, man. Really appreciate it, brother. You take care, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Next time this happens, tell Hollywood, don't be texting me when you know I can't, when I'm doing something.
I don't know why he did that, man. I'll just apologize on his behalf, man. That was a dumbass move.
No, you don't need to do that. He's a grown-up. He can apologize.
That's a real-ass clown move. I don't know why he does that. He's just so weird. All right. Bo, thank you.
Right.
Appreciate it, man. I'll see you tomorrow. All right. Kim Bocamper joining us to talk a little bit. Bro, you really text him while he's friggin' doing something with...
Well, I mean, he can put his phone on silent, you know. What?
All right. Hey,
we got our priorities straight.
I know.
Come on.
I know. Hey, come on. You can do the coach show. You can do it here. Hey, I want to talk to you about Michael Kotze of Choice Mortgage for a second here this morning. See, the rates are starting to drop a little bit. And I'm like, man, this is a good time because Michael Kotze's got some great programs already in place. I'm talking about Michael Kotze of Choice Mortgage, 33 years of experience right here in South Florida. First-time home buyers, the rates are just getting better and better. He's got a program, fixed rates in the fives for you, self-employed and been declined by the banks. He's got something for you. One of the most popular mortgages going right now is a reverse mortgage, more popular than ever, especially for the older crowd. If you and your spouse are 62 or older, you qualify. You can get all that equity out of your home. You still got a place to live, man. And if that's important to you and your bank account's not where you thought it would be as you got into your 60s, a lot of people are going to that reverse mortgage. And, hey, debt consolidation, a lot of different reasons, a lot of things going on right now that are affecting you, even credit card debt at 25, 26, 27, 28% or higher. Michael Kotze's got some fantastic programs to really help you out. And if you've got a home, you've got equity, let Michael Kotze help you out. This is what he does 7 days a week. He really has no life. He's always working. Call or text him, 561-441-2730. That's 561-441-2730. Truly, his wife asked him to go on let's take a one-day cruise. Let's go out on the boat on a Saturday. He goes, no, I got to get some work done. I go, Mike, what are you doing? MLS 166254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.